Begin to appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Thank him for the answers he has given to your prayers. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor and all the adoration. Bless the name of the Most High God is worthy. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor and of all the adoration. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Let's say louder, my breakthrough time. Let's listen to the following documented testimony. And as we engage, we shall be the next to testify. Dramatic turnaround, finally married. Let's celebrate God. I joined this commission in December last year. When I came here, my life was in a mess. I contemplated suicide because nothing was working for me. The first problem I had was that of my relationship. It was staggering until finally the whole thing ended, even after we had fixed the wedding date. During ministration, the bishop said, as many singles that were trusting God for life partners will return with their heart's desires. I danced that day as if it was going to be awarded the best dancer. On 17th of that same month of May, I received a call from Oka from someone who gave his name as Engineer Aduaka. The person said, I have observed you and you fit to be my wife. Let's clap our hands together for Jesus. Before I know it, on the 17th of July, my bride price was paid. And last week, Saturday, the 5th of this month, I got wedded. Let's celebrate God, the testifier, Faith Aduaka. Number two, 10 years barrenness terminated. We joined this commission July 2009 through a doctor friend working in the First Covenant Hospital in Satellite Town. We came here expecting a blessing from God. We had stayed for 10 years without a baby. We have been to so many places, not less than 20 hospitals because of our condition. At the last hospital we went to, the doctor said that my husband had low sperm count while I had a hormonal imbalance. On that day, we came to the church. The bishop said, if you have been coming to this church for the past 3 months and nothing happened in your life, you better check yourself. On that day, I told God that this was the place I wanted to be. I saw that there was joy here, and I felt it within me. I was here during the covenant day of fruitfulness in August, while my husband was on a business trip. That day, I came with my baby stuffs. I brought things for twins because I told God I wanted a boy and a girl. Also, I came with my husband's picture, fully convinced that no matter what happened, God would do his quick work, not minding my husband's absence. As prayer was going on, and while the worshipers were jubilating, I was crying. I told God that for me to know that he has answered my prayer, I wanted my husband to give me a call before I get home. I needed a call from him so I could tell him what had just happened. Before I got home that day, my husband called. And let's clap our hands for Jesus. And I knew the matter was settled. Since then, we stopped taking drugs and God just did it. Hallelujah. In October 2009, I got pregnant. On May 17, 2010, I was delivered of my baby. To God alone be all the glory. Let's celebrate God. the testifier, Mr. and Mrs. Ben DK, for this awesome, amazing testimony. Let's rise and give God big clap offering and begin to celebrate the doer.
Shall we lift up our hands to God this morning? Let's thank Him. Let's praise Him. Let's magnify His name for all of these wonderful testimonies. He's the doer. Let's give Him all the glory. Are you thanking the Lord this morning? Thank Him some more. Thank Him in your understanding. Thank Him in the Holy Ghost. Bless Him. Give Him praise and glory. Let's decree that this testimony shall be permanent. Thank Him again for answered prayers right now. Glorify His name. And would you ask the Lord to speak to you this morning by His word? Don't just mutter words. Speak to Him right now. Let Him hear your voice. Let Him hear your prayer. Let Him hear your desire. That He will speak to you by His word and change your story one more time. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we have come this morning into your presence. Our hearts are open. Send us your word again. Change our story again. Move us forward again. And let your name be glorified. Thank you for all these testimonies today. We decree they shall be permanent. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A stronger and louder amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord. You can make it bigger. It's for Jesus. Praise God. This week, our topic for consideration in our covenant hour of prayer is titled Engaging the Power of Expectation for Entering into Our Promised Land. Engaging the power of expectation. Can you say that after me, please? For entering into our promised land. And say, believing, amen. Your promised land is real, you will get there. I said, you will get there. Tell yourself, I shall get there. Say it again, I shall get there. Let's read as our text this morning, Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. When Jesus was coming to the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, what? What did they say unto him? Yea, Lord. 29. He touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. The rest is history. We know that both of them received their sight. Praise God. Let's understand very, very importantly, that expectation is one of the forces of the spirit. Expectation is one of the forces of what? Of the spirit. Without which we can never receive answers to our prayers. Never. Never, never, ever. It's one of the powerful forces of the spirit. And we see Jesus Christ putting this force of the spirit of expectation to work throughout his earthly ministry. Each time something spectacular was to take place, he would ask the people, do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? That's what we see in that scripture that we read just a while ago in Matthew chapter 9.
These two men came to him crying. But he asked them that question. Do you believe? In other words, do you expect that your eyes shall be fully returned? And they answered him, yea, Lord. And at the end of the day, they received their sight. Therefore, each time we go to God in prayer, it is important for us to first of all ask ourselves, do I expect answers to my prayers? Do I expect to receive what I'm about to ask God for? Is he able to deliver it into my hands? What is expectation? Very simple. It is looking forward. Doing what? Doing what? Looking forward to the coming of something. Looking forward to the coming of something. In other words, looking forward to the answers to your prayers before you even pray the prayers. That is expectation. So very importantly, we must understand that intercession without expectation will lead to frustration. You shall no longer be frustrated. Your prayer endeavors shall no longer end up in frustration. Can I hear a believing amen? We must never be satisfied with the religion of say, oh yes, I've prayed, without a full assurance of looking forward to the delivery of the answers that we believe God for in prayers. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Intercession can never deliver on the altar of prayer outside of expectation. Intercession can never deliver on the altar of prayer without what? Without expectation. That's why we find so many people today pray great intercessors, but with little or no expectation. And so, there is nothing to show for it. But as for you, you will have everything needed to show for your prayers from this moment forward in Jesus' name. Can I hear louder? Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Look at what the Bible says here. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, the substance of things expected. The substance of things expected. Therefore, faith is simply put as word-based expectation. Therefore, before we go on the altar of prayer for any issue, let's build up our expectation. Let's build up our what? Our expectation. Let's build up our expectation before we go ahead for intercession. Let your expectation be in place. You will make it in Jesus' name. Mark 11:24, this powerful scripture. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, in other words, whatsoever ye expect, whatsoever things ye expect, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall do what? You shall have them. We have a powerful example before us this morning, and that is the example of David in the Bible. David in the Bible. He engaged the altar of prayer with expectation and got his answers. You are the next in line. I said, you are the next in line. Say me, I am the next in line. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. Look at what the Bible says here. The Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley. Verse 19. And as they did, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up? Will you deliver them into my hands?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up." Do what? And then in verse 20, what happened? David came to Baal Perazim, and he smote them there. In other words, he went up with expectation because he believed that God already heard and answered him. So he was able to see himself overcome them in that battle. What do you see each time you go to God in prayer? What do you see? Make sure that your expectation is in place. What do you see? In the early days of this ministry in Kaduna, the church facility hall was not even cemented. We were less than 100 people in attendance, Sunday morning services. And here would come God's servant, dressed in three-piece suit, preaching and sweating out. And he kept on telling us, "You are not the only people I am preaching to. I can see this hall filled with people and angels. I can see people sitting outside this hall. I can see overflow." He kept on declaring it because he was expecting it. And then God made it happen. Not only that, he kept on telling us, wherever this church gets to, there will always be an overflow. And today, see what the Lord has done. 40 years after, amen? If you're clapping, clap for Jesus. Praise God. And here we are, 40 years after, even at the Faith Tabernacle, 50,000 seater. You see the tents all around the place, and even the seats in the tents could take as much, if not more, the number of people sitting inside. This tells us the power of expectation. What is that situation in your life? Don't lose hope. Don't give up. God is never late. Tell your neighbor, God is never late. Tell yourself, God is never late. Say like you believe it, God is never late. Shout aloud, amen. But you must hold on to your expectation. Don't let go of it. Remember this commission. It's working for this ministry. It must work in your life. Say me, it shall work in my life. Remember the testifiers this morning, in those testimonies. That's the power of expectation at work. The second testifier, 10 years without a child. That woman said in her testimony, as prayer was going on, she was weeping. She was crying. And she said she told the Lord to let the husband call so that she could tell him what has just happened. Not what will happen, but what has just happened. At the end of the day, did they have their baby or not? I don't know the baby you are looking forward to God for. It may not be a biological baby. It may be a baby in your spiritual life, in your walk with God, in your family, in your relationship, in your finances, in your health. Wherever it may be, the God of Canaan land is still at work. My God will surprise you. Tap your neighbor, say, "My God will surprise you." Say it again, "My God will surprise you." And say aloud, amen. God did it in the life of David. He will repeat it in your life. Finally, we must keep seeing the reality of what we have prayed for. We must keep seeing the reality of what? Of what we have prayed for. Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15. The Lord said unto Abraham, after Lord departed from him, and he said, "Look to the right, left, to the front, to the back." and verse 15. All the land which thou seest. All, not some. All. Therefore, on the altar of prayer, we must keep engaging the power of expectation. And as you do so, you shall not be denied in Jesus' name. You shall no longer be frustrated in your prayer endeavors. Rise up on your feet right now. If you receive that word this morning, lift up your voice to God. Lift up your hands to Him and receive grace. Lord, my expectation shall no longer be destroyed. Grace for strong expectation on the altar of prayer, much more than ever before. I receive it right now. Speak to the Lord and let Him hear your voice right now. Thank you, Father. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we receive your word this morning and we receive grace never to give up our expectation for unbelief any longer. Whatsoever might be your heart desires in prayer, grace to stand strong until it is delivered, to keep looking forward unto it, receive it in Jesus' name. Our promised land, we shall enter it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and lift up your voice to Him right now. Speak to the Lord this moment. Let Him hear your voice right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. In a moment, we are going to go before the Lord and begin to speak expectantly concerning this day, making decrees and making declarations. The Bible says that thine expectation shall not be cut off. Therefore, as you declare today, it shall be delivered. Will you go before God right now and begin to decree and declare concerning this day? Whatever you decree, God will deliver. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Lift your voice right now in the light of God's word that you have heard and begin to make your decrees and your declaration concerning the day. Your decrees and your declarations concerning the day. Your decrees and your declarations concerning the day. Speak boldly, speak confidently, speak assuredly right now. Lift your voice and begin to issue your decrees. You shall declare thing and it shall be delivered unto you. You are speaking in faith, you are speaking with confidence, you are speaking with faith, and you are speaking with confidence. You are decreeing right now, this day is declared blessed. The day is loaded with testimonies, a day of encounters and visitations. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is my own day. My own day. My own day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be unto you. The day is open and open for testimonies. All through this day, no evil tidings. God's favor shall decorate you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021 year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.